At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Am I on the air?
Yes, Joe.
Yeah, that guy was right. This show needs a theme song. Somebody in the mailbag. I mean, come on, Limits. We're now what? How long you and I been together? 8 months, and this is our theme song at the beginning of the show? Let's get a song for the show. Can we please?
We've talked about this, and I'm waiting for other people to tell me things.
Just find a new song, please. Please find a new song. People are starting to talk. I mean, that's like techno music, dentist office, elevator type music, Limits. Let's go.
We're starting off on the wrong foot.
Yes, every single day. I agree. How are you?
Other than that, I'm okay.
Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Mm-hmm. I'm well.
I know you are.
We're
going out to dinner tonight. You and I and Donnie, is that correct?
That's correct. Very exciting
for that. Yeah. We're going to go to a steakhouse. I owe you guys, I think. I don't know if you guys have tricked me into this, but
nope.
At any rate, it's going to be fun. I think we're going to bond a little bit. We're going to have steak. We might have sweet potato souffle for dessert, right?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I'm treating you guys to dessert as well.
So we might as well get it.
I think so.
If you're treating, yeah. We might as well.
Donnie's not going to go surf and turf on me, is he?
Possibly.
No, that's where I draw the line. There's going to be no lobster with the steak. That's not happening.
That's probably too far.
That would be selfish of Donnie. Bob's not here. Let's get at that out of the way early. I know a lot of people will be disappointed. So let's have a moment of silence. Bob's not here today. However, we've got a lot to talk about, Limits. And it goes beyond the good luck necklaces that Kutch brought to the game last night, which I actually loved. I thought that was great. That was fun.
It's a throwback to 2012, 2013, when they had those necklaces that they wore. Remember that?
Yeah, it reminds me of the old Z, the Zoltan sign. Remember that? I like that stuff. It's fun. But we begin today with football. And I'll tell you where we begin, oh, limitless wonder, is with TJ Watt. That's where we're going to start today as we head toward the draft. We're going to start with TJ Watt because there's a lot of people out there saying that, oh, everybody's making too much of that. Was it an Instagram, the social media post?
Yeah, Instagram story.
The Instagram post, the photo. I don't care about the story. It was a photo of TJ Watt with the peace sign. I don't think we're making enough of it. People say too much. You're overinterpreting. No, I don't think we're making enough, actually, of that. That was TJ Watt. That was understated, non-talkative, don't look at me guy, TJ Watt, on social media with the basically what I would interpret as a peace out sign. So at the least, I think it's negotiations not going well, as Ian Rappaport said. This is not nothing, as Ian Rappaport said. But what else could this mean? I mean, let's take it to its extreme. Is I'm sick of this crap, I want out. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying, it was very notable that it happened, and even more notable that none of our interpretations, fans, media, have been shot down by TJ or his brother slash spokesman JJ. Am I right about that?
Entirely right. No one in the Watt family has said anything. No agent for Watt has said anything. It's been all quiet after the brief little peace out sign.
Exactly. And in the past, when things have been misinterpreted by people, I don't think TJ and or JJ have been shy about correcting people, whether it's, you know, has to do with JJ or TJ. I don't think they've been shy about that. So what the hell did that mean? What's happening here? What's the future of TJ Watt? What could the Steelers get for him? Did it have anything to do with the Aaron Rodgers situation? Are there guys around there who are embarrassed by this Aaron Rodgers situation? I just wonder. And I'm not saying that should matter. They've never won anything. Nobody here's ever won anything. So whatever the Steelers want to do, you know, I'm not sure anybody's really earned the right to sound off, because nobody's won anything. Nobody around here. But that's a separate issue from, I don't know, I just don't get the feeling. I mean, it was just a year ago that these guys went on an all-out PR campaign for Russell Wilson. Call me crazy, I don't think that's happened here. Has it, Limits?
No, I mean, thinking back then, they were doing, what, hour-long FaceTimes and even being publicly, like, supportive of him in the media. And now it's Cam Hayward saying on his podcast he's not going into the darkness, and TJ Watt, I would think that that's somewhat connected. It could be a quarterback thing.
Minka's been quiet. Listen, we're free to speculate, because that's what TJ Watt has invited us to do. That's what he wants us to do. Okay, he's come out with no clarification. None of, what are you people, crazy? It was just an innocent social media post. None of that. So we're free to speculate. And Cam tried to sort of clean up the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Oh, no, I didn't mean anything by that. Be great to have him. He spent an hour on FaceTime with Russell Wilson last year. And it wasn't really the cave thing, because the context of the question to Cam was, you know, would you go, sort of half joking, would you go into a cave to recruit him? But his answer just didn't sound to me like it was joking all that much. Like, obviously, he's not going to go into the cave to get him. But he also, well, do you have that clip from a little while back, now that I think of it? He also was like, basically, if you want to be a Steeler, be a Steeler. That's it. That was the selling point for Cam. They're not going out of their way to recruit Aaron Rodgers. I think that's pretty clear, and that leads to more speculation. Like, man, I wonder what these guys think of this team just sitting around waiting on that guy. They played that guy last year, and he threw two interceptions against them in a game that had nobody thinking, man, Aaron Rodgers, if he were to become available next year, if this whole Russell and Justin thing doesn't work out, this guy still has it. I didn't think that. You didn't think that. Nobody out there listening thought that. And I'm guessing the Steeler players on the field didn't think that. Do you have that?
This was Cam Hayward on his Not Just Football podcast.
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. I don't know, man. Like, this is... I'm ready to move on in the free agency. There's too much going on.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days, if he says if you come down there with him, he's signing. are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get to Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
So that doesn't – I've heard Cam joking, and Cam can be a very lighthearted guy, funny guy, a fun guy. That's not Cam Hayward joking around. And I know he's tried to sort of clean that up. That was Cam Hayward being irritated by this quarterback situation. I'm tired of talking about it. And this was, what, at least 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. This was
a month ago?
March 18th, so just about a month ago.
That's not Cam joking. And I wonder if that feeling is pervasive with the same guys who went on again on a very public PR campaign to bring in Russell Wilson last year. Namely, the core players on your defense, Minka, Cam, and TJ. And I can't help but wonder if they're embarrassed by this. Now, you could answer they should be embarrassed by giving up 300 yards to the Ravens, and I'm with you. But that wouldn't take away the idea that they are, perhaps, embarrassed, irritated, wondering what is going on. And here's the other thing, Limits, about TJ Watt that I've just been astounded by. And it's the idea that they couldn't get a first-round pick for him. You've had national pundits say that. I've heard Pony and Mueller say that on their show. To which I say, are you kidding me? Kabali said this. Maybe with them, maybe with the morning guys. I'm not sure which show it was. But Kabali completely shot down the idea that this guy would get you a first-round pick. He said, what I'm saying is a second round pick, maybe for Watt in a trade scenario. Kabali added, and this is Steelers Depot picking up that conversation. If you're thinking a one, a two, and a three next year or something like that, you're absolutely kidding yourself. Am I? I'm kidding myself on TJ Watt getting a first round pick? And I know some people nationally have said this as well, that you're not getting that for him. You're going to have to pay him. You're not getting that kind of pick for him. To which I can't disagree more. The Buffalo Bills, if you dangled TJ Watt, would be crawling to get him. TJ Watt might be a ticket, finally, not just to the Super Bowl, but to a Super Bowl victory for the Buffalo Bills. They're that player away. They practically sold their souls for Von Miller. The kind of money they paid for him? You don't think the Buffalo Bills would give up a first-round pick and more for TJ Watt? I think you're out of your mind. 412-928-9370. The talk out there is that people might be making too much of the TJ Watt Instagram post, and that TJ wouldn't bring you back a great return anyway. We're talking about a guy who still might be the best defensive player in football. And listen, when I bring up reasons why I wouldn't pay him Myles Garrett money, one of the reasons is that I think he's been a little bit injury prone at the ends of years. That's a fact. He is aging, like all of us. It's not going in reverse. Was Benjamin Button, did he go in reverse or the other way, Limits? Did he start out old and get young, or was he young and got old? Do you know?
Sounds like another movie I need to watch.
Plus, the Steelers aren't ready to win. You know, I'm not giving an edge rusher that kind of money. I'm just not. However, if I were ready to win, if I had Josh Allen, and if I was a play or two away from multiple Super Bowls in recent years, this guy's my ticket. I just think that's crazy talk. to think that TJ Watt wouldn't give you or wouldn't get you a first-round pick. I'm with Chris Sims of Pro Football Talk. He said, you know, you're going to get a one, a two, and maybe something else down the road. At least a one and another high pick, he said. Maybe a one and a three. It's not like he's ancient. I'm saying that, not Chris Sims. It'll be somewhere in that ballpark, he said. And I agree, you might be talking about the best defensive player still in football. A guy who gives you the ability to get after quarterbacks. Yes, you're going to have to sign him to a rich new deal. I don't think that would preclude you from giving up a first-round pick. I know this would be in the division, and maybe the Bengals wouldn't pay, but what do you think the Bengals would give up for TJ Watt?
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maybe they're not going to pay Trey Hendrickson either. Maybe the Bengals aren't the greatest example. In the end, maybe it's the Bills. How about the Broncos? How about the Chargers? How about the Commanders? How about the Packers? How about the Rams? Remember last 2 years ago when TJ made that interception against them in that game, the way that Sean McVay talked about TJ Watt? For teams that have a chance to win and they're a TJ Watt away, you're absolutely getting a first-round pick. So I don't believe that talk for 1 second. Where do you stand on that, Limits?
They should be able to get a first-round pick for him. They should. Now, I understand the fact that you're going to have to pay him close to 40, plus he's also going to be 31 in October, is definitely something that's going to detract away some teams. But I would imagine whether it's even at the deadline or right around start a camp, someone is going to be desperate enough, I think, to give up a first-round pick, especially once this year's draft is over. Maybe it is a pick in next year's draft where teams just don't want to give up that pick because they've done so much due diligence and research into this year's draft. I think the further on we go, there is a chance that they could acquire a first, maybe more likely a second, but you would think TJ Watt would acquire a first, yes. The fact that he is being speculated he wouldn't does not make much sense to me other than those factors I gave.
I just think it's almost a no-brainer.
Yeah, it should be.
Again, I use the Bills as an example. It wouldn't take it's not a desperate move either to give up a first-round pick. You're getting TJ Watt, for God's sakes.
Yeah, look what Khalil Mack got a couple years ago. And that trade.
He was a little bit younger. He got two first-round picks.
Right.
Two.
You can get just one. And I think at the time, Mack was an incredible player. I think Watt is a better player slightly than Mack was at the time when he was dealt. Obviously, age plays a factor there. But you're still talking about somebody who holds the all-time sack record, did have a struggling last couple of games where he didn't record a statistic in, 193 consecutive snaps? disappeared at the end. But those first 12, 13, 14 games, he was the defensive player of the year in the NFL.
The Bills gave Von Miller a six-year, $120 million deal. Everybody knows the Bills need defense. And if they get it, if they were to get a guy like T.J. Watt, they would rock it to the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
I could even see the Lions doing it and pairing him with Hutchinson.
Yeah, man. I'm with Sims on that one. 412-928-9370. Von Miller was going to turn 33 before that season, and the Bills were ready to lay out $120 million, or thereabouts. I don't even know if he saw the end of that deal. But a ton of money. That's the position they were in. And he never really panned out for them. Imagine what they would give up for TJ, even knowing they would have to sign him. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Your thoughts on the TJ Watt Instagram post on how you feel and how you think the Steelers players, their veteran players, might feel about the Aaron Rodgers situation, about the entire quarterback situation. My sense is that those guys would like to have stayed with Justin Fields. Do you get that sense, Limits?
I do.
I bet you if you took a poll, a secret poll in that locker room, they would have preferred just to stay with Justin Fields for next year.
Well, especially if they knew that this thing was going to drag out for as long as it is, and that by the draft, we're getting more quarterback rumors and rumblings from potential guys the Steelers are interested in instead of the actual guy that everybody thinks is going to sign. Like, has the likelihood of Aaron Rodgers signing decreased in your mind at this point? Because to me, it's starting to.
Of course. I see where Colin Cowherd is linking him with the 49ers, depending on what Brock Purdy does. He seems to have a pretty good feel of what happens out on the West Coast. The Saints now being linked to Aaron Rodgers. Some people still saying the Vikings could be a possibility. Retirement. What's he waiting for? Honestly. So, yes, with each passing day, I feel like this possibility lessens, and I think that would actually be the best thing for the Steelers, is to not have Aaron Rodgers. Honestly, Limits, I think the best thing for the Steelers this year is to trade some people, trade TJ, trade Minka, trade Pickens, and then live to fight another day. Go with Mason at quarterback. Stay the hell away from Aaron Rodgers. Go with Mason and somebody else at quarterback. And just sort of pull it back you know what? Pull it back. They'll probably still go 9-8. You know that?
I don't. This notion, and look, I understand what the history is, that 9-8 is just going to continue forever bothers me. Like, at some point, there's going to be a break-even point where this thing either is propelled by Aaron Rodgers or somebody else to new heights we haven't seen in 8-9 years, or it's going to fall completely flat like a pancake.
Good.
And be horrible.
Yeah,
and that's what I want.
That could be.
But I don't feel like we're going to be in this period of stagnation forever.
At least I hope not.
Well, we have been.
We already have been, but okay. There's nothing wrong with taking a step back, accumulating resources, and living to fight another day, because you're 9-8, 10-8 anyway. What would be so wrong about trading TJ and Minka, who I think is deteriorating? You still might be able to get something good for him. You draft a safety this year or next year. And also Pickens, so you're probably not going to sign long-term anyway. The pipe dream here is that they're going to get it completely together, that Aaron Rodgers is going to walk in and maximize Metcalf and Pickens, and yeah, they're going to go win a playoff game or two and maybe even make a run. Come on. That's the pipe dream here. Take a step back. You're there anyway. Nobody has taken the Steelers seriously as a contender for years, and they won't next year either. They will barely exceed their chronically low expectations again. The head coach will get wildly praised that they go 10-8 instead of 8-9. that they barely make the playoffs instead of barely miss the playoffs, and after they get blown out of the first round if they do barely make the playoffs. That's what we're headed for. You know it. I know it. Everybody listening knows it. So what would be the worst thing about trading guys, especially older guys, beaten up guys, trading pickings, gathering picks, gathering resources, and then next year with the draft right here in Pittsburgh, then springing? You got money. You got a bunch of high picks. I think that would be great. Rather than living in this never-ending purgatory, which could even be redundant because by definition, limits purgatory is never-ending, right?
Yeah, unless you can find your way out of it.
At least it's going to take a while. I think that's the best move. I really do. Live to fight another day. If you're the Steelers, you can rebound very quickly in pro football. And I know people will answer that. Well, they're making the playoffs every year. It's not that bad. Yeah, it is really that bad. It is. They have not come close to winning a playoff game in nearly a decade. During this 8-year stretch, they've actually missed the playoffs almost 40% of the time, 3 out of 8, or they've barely slipped in. And lately it's always been as a double digit underdog, and they get dispatched right away in blowout fashion with nobody having taken them seriously. So please don't tell me it's not that bad. It is. It is really that bad. And it's not going to change if Aaron Rodgers walks through that door. By the way, Limits, I put out a Twitter poll today, 412-928-9370, where I asked, who do you want, if you had to choose between these four players as your quarterback next season? Mason Rudolph, Aaron Rodgers, Jackson Dart, or Shador Sanders, who would you pick? It's a little 33-minute poll, believe it or not.
And I voted in it.
Who do you think won?
Mason Rudolph.
Yes, he did.
By how much, though?
Yes, about 13 points over Rodgers.
Wow.
Then Shador at 18.9% of the vote. And then Jackson Dart. And by the way, included in living to fight for another day, I would still love to see them draft Jackson Dart. Trade guys, take a step back this season. Go with Mason. Give him a year of apprenticeship, Jackson Dart. And then again, just pull your resources and try to get out of this never-ending mediocrity.
Can I pose this question to you?
High-end mediocrity. I will call it that, if that makes you feel any better. It's not just abject mediocrity or middle-of-the-road mediocrity. They're living in high-end mediocrity. How's that felt for 8 years?
I'm going to pose this to you.
Yes.
Do you think that they can still take that step back without trading Minka, without trading Cam, without trading TJ, but
no,
dealing
I never
George
said trade
Pickens
in Cam, and I wouldn't trade Cam.
Okay, so Minka, Watt, Pickens. Do you think that they can still take that step back just solely based on who the quarterback is? Because I think they can.
Maybe.
Just based off of that. Like, if it's Rudolph.
I'm not sure that Mason is worth a lot of less wins than Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure he might not be better this year than Aaron Rodgers.
I think he's a 6-win quarterback.
Believe me, I think Mason is mediocre, and that's part of the story here. Is that I think people, for some reason, absolutely love this guy.
I guess
it was the Rudolph Saves Christmas story,
right?
And it was a great story, but please, he's not the guy who's going to lead you to a playoff win.
No, he's like the backup goalie
playoffs
coming in, or you know, the spot starter that
exactly
comes up from AAA and makes a couple of nice appearances. But
right,
once you give him a full year, it's just not going to work.
But this all started today with the TJ Watt thing. And perhaps that and the quarterback dilemma are related. The Steelers just don't look good right now, do they? Do they? I mean, think about this if you're living in a different NFL city. Like, what are they doing? They're waiting on Aaron Rodgers? They're an afterthought, at least as far as the most important things go in pro football, every single year. What's their win over under for next year? 8.5? It's about the same every year, maybe 9, 9.5, I don't know. Something where not one human being on earth will pick them to win the AFC. A lot of people saying too much made of that Instagram post. I say not enough. That's TJ rarely heard from Watt with a peace out on Instagram. What does that mean? What does it mean? And all the speculation, I'd say nearly everybody saying it means at least that contract negotiations are not off to a great start. And TJ has done nothing to refute any of the speculation, and neither has his brother slash agent slash PR man, JJ, done anything to dispel any notions out there. In fact, JJ said you could have had him at a bargain last year. Didn't do it. Now you got to pay up. Or not. You could trade him.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.